So we're discussing the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita.
我们在讨论博迦梵歌的第二章。
We were explaining yesterday that on the bottom level, Arjuna should fight.
昨天我们已经讲过了，从底线讲，阿朱呢应该作战，因为有人对他做了不公正的事情。
So who can say what were some of the things which were reasons for Arjuna to fight?
谁能给我们讲一下阿朱呢作战的理由有哪些
？Duryodhana and his brothers had been unjust.
就是 Duryodhana 和他的兄弟们的不公正行为。
What were some of the things they had done?
他们都做了些什么事情？
他们放火烧他们的房子，给他们做了一个蜡房子。
Yes. Very good. 还有？
羞辱多巴提。
嗯哼。羞辱多巴提。还有？
他们通过赌博欺骗了他。
According to the Arthashastra, we were saying yesterday, Arthashastra means, you know, according to their material demands, the needs, the principles of material prosperity, the Pandavas should fight, Arjuna should fight, and he should kill these other people.
昨天我们谈到了 Arthashastra.Arthashastra 就指的是物质繁荣昌盛原则的标准。根据这个标准的话，阿朱呢就应该杀死他们，跟他们去作战。
But Arjuna was arguing on a higher principle. He was arguing according to religious principle.
但阿朱呢却在更高的宗教原则上边反驳，他讲的是宗教原则。
What we call Dharma Shastra.
我们管它叫 Dharma Shastra.
So what were some of these reasons Arjuna had why he shouldn't fight?
Arjuna 有哪些理由不去作战呢？
他说他是他的长辈，他的老师。
因为他是他的老师，所以应该不杀他。
对，他的老师是他的父亲，是他的祖人，亲人。
这个是什么？
害怕杀妻念友的罪过。
So we want you have to describe this in a general term.
应该以一个一般性的一个词汇来描述他。
Why he didn't want to kill his teacher?
为什么他不想杀他的老师？
违背道德伦理嘛，要杀他的祖先。
Yes, I simply call this compassion.
我们管这个叫做怜悯，出于怜悯之心。
People don't want to kill other people. You know, they're compassionate. Arjuna was compassionate towards them.
他们不杀戮是因为出于怜悯，为了保护宗教原则，为了保护传统。
Yes, another reason. 还有
怕他招致罪恶。
Sinful reaction, okay.
罪恶反应可以。
Yeah, 很好。Anything? Another reason?
另外一个原因。
还有一个不好的名声，带来不好的名声。
不好的名声。
如果家族全死了，他就得了这王国，也没什么惧怕。
Yeah, yeah, he won't be able to enjoy, right? Yeah.
是啊，很好，他就不能够去享受了。
Yeah. Another other reason was he couldn't decide if he should do it or not, if he should fight or not. He couldn't make up his mind.
另外找找他为什么下不了决心的这个原因，他觉得不知道应该是去作战还是不应该作战。
So he thought safer not to do it.
所以他就想最好最安全的还是不去做。
So Krishna wants to bring Arjuna above these religious principles.
Krishna 想让 Arjuna 超越这些宗教原则。
We know at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, in the end of the Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, Krishna tells Arjuna, give up all types of all these religious principles.
博迦梵歌最后一个章节之中 ，Krishna 告诉 Arjuna 说，你放弃所有的这些宗教原则。
So this is the type of religion Krishna wants Arjuna to give up.
这就是 Krishna 想让 Arjuna 放弃的宗教。
He wants them to come to the transcendental platform.
他想让 Arjuna 达到超然的层面。
To understand the difference between the body and the soul.
理解到躯体和灵魂之间的区别。
And to also understand Krishna as the controller of everything.
而且还要理解到 Krishna 是所有一切的控制者。
So this is the highest platform of knowledge.
这就是知识的最高层面。
Arjuna to fight for this reason.
他想让 Arjuna 为了这个原因而作战。
But still, Krishna is going to counter all of Arjuna's different reasons for not wanting to fight.
但仍然 Krishna 将反驳 Arjuna 所有不想作战的理由。
We heard yesterday how Krishna explained the body is just like a dress.
昨天我们听到 Krishna 解释了躯体就像是一件衣服一样。
So the individual is the soul, not the body.
这个个体的人是灵魂而不是躯体。
This body is unreal. It's temporary. It is asat.
这个躯体是不真实的，是短暂的，是 asat.
But it is the soul which is eternal, which is real.
真正永恒的、真实的是灵魂。
Section today begins with Krishna continuing to explain about the soul.
今天我们要讨论的这一个部分呢 ，Krishna 也是以讲述灵魂的这个知识而开始。
And he's explaining the different qualities of the soul.
他在解释灵魂的不同的品质。
You can read text 20.
第二十节，任何时候灵魂都无生无死，它既不是以前形成，也不是现在形成，更不是将来形成，它太始无生，永恒长存，不会因为躯体被杀而被杀。
So we were just coming today program, and somebody asked, "What is the age of the soul?"
我们今天来一起联谊，有人就问灵魂的年龄是什么。
So here is the answer.
这里就是答案。
That for the soul, there is no birth.
对于灵魂而言，没有出生。
And there's no death.
而且没有死亡。
It's eternal.
是永恒的。
You can't kill it.
你不能杀了它。
Arjuna doesn't have to. He shouldn't have to worry about killing his relative.
阿朱呢不应该担心杀死他的亲戚。
Because the soul cannot be killed.
因为灵魂是不能够被杀的。
Srila Prabhupada explains the difference between the body and the soul.
在要旨之中 Srila Prabhupada 解释了在躯体和灵魂之间的区别
That matter, all material bodies go through six different changes
物质也就是说物质躯体它都要经过六种不同阶段的变化
First of all, they take birth
首先他们出生
We said the soul never takes birth
但我们说灵魂永远不出生
And then they will grow, the bodies grow for some time
接着他们就会成长躯体要长一段时间
But the soul doesn't grow.
可是灵魂并不成长。
Then the body will also maintain for some time.
接着躯体会维系一段时间。
It will produce some byproducts.
会产生出一些副产品。
The soul doesn't produce any byproducts.
灵魂并不产生任何副产品。
And then the body dwindles.
然后这个躯体就衰败。
And then dies.
然后死亡。
But for the soul, there's no old age or death.
但对于灵魂而言，没有年迈或者是死亡。
People used to ask Prabhupada, "How old are you, Swamiji?"
人们以前常常问 Prabhupada, "Swamiji, 您多大了？"
And he would say, "I'm the same age as you."
他说，我跟你们的年纪是一样的。
Our souls are all eternal.
我们的灵魂都是永恒的。
Prabhupada immediately brought them off the platform of the body to the consciousness of the soul.
帕帕立刻把他们带离了躯体的层面，带到了灵魂的知觉之中。
Prabhupada could do this just with one simple, direct answer.
只是通过一句简单的直接回答，帕帕就可以做到这一点。
This is the power of the devotee.
这就是奉献者的力量。
We have to also develop this ability to bring people out of the material consciousness.
我们也应该具有这种能力，让人们能够立刻摆脱他们的物质知觉。
When I was a devotee in London, we used to go out in the streets of London every day and sell books.
当我还是伦敦奉献者的时候，我们常常到街上去卖书。
So in London, there are many tourists. There's always people visiting from all parts of the world.
在伦敦有许多的观光客，他们都来自于全世界各地。
And often people would come and they would ask me how to go. They would ask me directions. Where is this place? Where is that place?
人们常常会向我来问路，那个地方在什么地方？另外一个地方在什么地方
？And I would always tell them how to go to our temple.
我总会告诉他们怎么去我们的庙。
I would never send them any other place. I would just say you have to go to this place and you go up the stairs and you'll see it.
我不会让他们去别的地方的，我就只会让他们去我们的庙，我就指给他你去那个地方，然后你上了楼就什么都看见，你所需要的一切都在。
Because we have nothing to do with their material sense gratification.
因为我们跟他们的物质感官享乐没有丝毫的关系。
You know, if they ask you how to find McDonald's, where is the McDonald's, you know?
如果他们问你麦当劳在哪儿，管他麦当劳在哪儿。
You send them to McDonald's, and they go there and they eat some chicken, you get all the karma.
如果你要是把他们送到麦当劳，他们跑到那儿去吃鸡，你就得到他们所有的 karma.
So I send them to the temple so they can get some prasada.
我把他们送到庙去，然后这样他们可以得到一些 prasada.
Yeah, we have to elevate people off this material platform.
我们应该使人们得到提升，摆脱他们的物质层面。
So for the soul, there is no birth and death.
对于灵魂而言，没有出生和死亡。
Prabhupada explains in the purport the special nature of the difference between the soul and the super soul.
花花在要旨之中解释了灵魂和超灵之间的区别。
The soul has a tendency to forget.
灵魂有一种遗忘的倾向。
But the super soul never forgets.
可是超灵却永远不会遗忘。
We were talking yesterday how the difference between the soul and the super soul.
我们昨天已经谈过了灵魂和超灵之间的区别，那就是灵魂能够堕入物质的影响之下。
The soul, individual soul, is marginal potency.
我们这个个体灵魂是主的边际能量。
It can reside either under the material energy or under the spiritual energy.
它既可以住在物质的能量之中，也可以住在灵性的能量之中。
Remembering Krishna, then we're under the spiritual potency.
当我们记得 Krishna 的时候，我们就处在灵性的力量之中。
But when we forget, we're covered by Maya.
但当我们忘记他的时候，我们就受到 Maya 的覆盖。
Had the example, the two birds in the tree.
我们有一棵树上的两只鸟的例子。
The two birds are friends.
这两只鸟是朋友。
And their qualities are similar also.
而且它们的品质也是相似的。
But one bird is the master, and the other bird is the servant.
但一只鸟是主人，另外一只鸟是仆人。
We are meant to surrender ourselves to the superior.
我们就意味着要向我们的这种长辈，向比我们优越的人臣服。
But we're trying to enjoy the fruit.
可是我们却在试图享受这些果实。
We're trying to enjoy separate from Krishna.
我们想试图脱离 Krishna 之外的享受。
But once we surrender to the super soul, we're actually happy.
但一旦我们臣服于超灵，我们才能够真正的快乐。
But without that surrender, just an anxiety.
如果没有那种臣服的话，我们便只会处在焦虑之中。
We're making so many attempts to just find happiness, find enjoyment.
我们就会做出许多的努力，仅仅是为了得到快乐，得到享乐。
We're eating so many different fruits.
我们吃着各种不同的果实。
But the problem is.Not all the fruits are tasty.
但问题就在于不是所有的果子都好吃。
Yeah, you get some fruit is sour or bitter.
有的果子是酸的，有的是苦的。
Sometimes you get the fruit, the sweet taste.
有的时候你这个水果是甜的。
So material life is like that. It is a mixture of happiness and distress.
物质生活就是那样，是一种快乐和痛苦的混合物。
We have to transcend all of this happiness and distress to come to the liberated platform.
我们应该超越这个苦乐的层面，达到解脱的层面。
Until we come to that platform, then we're not ready for liberation.
除非我们能够达到那个层面，否则我们就没有为解脱做好准备。
Text 21, Krishna is giving knowledge to Arjuna.
Krishna 给 Arjuna 知识。
Read the text.
第二十一节 ，Prita 之子呀，一个懂得灵魂不会毁灭。无生永恒永不改变的人怎么能杀人或使人被杀呢
Yeah, how can Krishna says this soul is eternal then how can you kill anyone or cause anyone to kill
Krishna 就说如果你知道灵魂是永恒的你怎么能够杀人或者是使任何人被杀呢
So Krishna is encouraging Arjuna that if you have this knowledge and you fight there will be no sin on your part
Krishna 在鼓励阿朱呢如果你具备了这门知识然后你去作战那么在你这方面便没有罪恶可言
In the purport, Prabhupada speaks about the proper use of violence.
在要旨之中帕帕提到了对暴力的恰当应用
He explains that if violence is used for the purpose of justice, this is the proper use of violence.
他提到呢如果这个暴力是用于公正的话那么这就是对暴力的恰当使用
This means it has to be used for Krishna.
这就意味着要用于对 Krishna 的服务。
If we're doing it as a service for Krishna, then it's not violence at all.
如果我们把它用于对 Krishna 的服务，那就根本称不上是暴力了。
It may appear all that there's some violence going on, but it's not violence. It's devotional service.
看起来好像是在发生一些暴力，但实际上却并不是暴力，而是奉献服务。
Prabhupada, an example to support this.
帕帕举出一个例子来支持这一点。
He says, just like a doctor may perform an operation, he's cutting the body.
就像是一位医生，他在做手术，他可能在切割你的躯体。
He's cutting the body, he's taking a piece out the body.
他切割你的躯体，把一块拿出来。
But he's trying to cure some disease.
但他却是在治愈某些疾病。
So in the same way, the government, the state sometimes have to use violence in order to rectify some injustices.
同样，政府啊，这个领导们，他们做一些暴力的事情，是为了使这个社会中更公平起见。
In the same way, if one acts if Arjuna, if he fights on behalf of, according to Krishna's instructions, with this knowledge, then there's no sin on his part.
如果 Arjuna 按照从 Krishna 那接受的这门知识去作战的话，那么在他而言就没有暴力。
A surgical, the last two sentences.
外科手术不是要杀死病人，就是第二十一师节要旨最后两句话。外科手术不是要杀死病人，而是要医治他。因此，尔朱呢在 Krishna 的指挥之下作战，有着完整的知识，绝没有恶报的可能。
Of course, we could see that in the modern times, this could become a very dangerous proposition.
当然，我们可以看到，在现今的这个时代呢，这可以是一个非常危险的哲学。
We know in the modern time, there's so much talk about these Kongbu fans.
我们知道现今有很多人经常谈到恐怖分子。
The idealists, the followers of this Bin Laden.
有这些人的追随者啊，什么本拉登。
And they want to blew up already the Twin Towers in America.
他们已经把美国的双塔给炸掉了。
They're always trying to do something to attack America and England.
他们总是想试图攻击在英国的美国人。
And they may say that they are being inspired to do this by God in their heart.
他们可能认为呢，他们自己是受到神的启发，内心受到神的启发来这么做的。
That Allah is instructing them that this is the right thing.
阿拉在指导他们说这个是正确的事情。
So we will discuss more about this. We have to consider this very carefully.
我们会更多的讨论这一点，我们应该非常小心的考虑这一点。
People also criticize Krishna.That he, because he has encouraged violence, that this is very bad on his part.
人们也批评 Krishna, 因为他鼓励暴力。对于他而言呢，人们认为这是一件坏事。
They say Krishna was responsible for the deaths of all these people during the Kurukshetra War.
他们说他要为所有这些 Kurukshetra 之中死去的人而负责任。
We have to understand proper use of violence.
所以我们要恰当的理解对暴力的应用。
Go on, read the next one.
下一个世界二十二节，就像人脱下旧服，换上新装，灵魂放弃老而无用的旧身，进入新的物质躯体。
Okay, so change of body, the change of clothes.
所以这就提到了改换躯体，就是改换衣服。
Prabhupada in the purport is simply explaining about the birds and the tree, the famous example.
在要旨之中，帕帕就提到了树上的鸟，那个非常著名的例子。
We go on to the next one.
我们接着读下一个诗节，第二十三节，灵魂永远不能被任何武器砍碎，火不能烧，水不能潮，也不能被风吹干。
So these different aspects of the soul are described that it cannot be burned by fire or...moistened by water because there's different weapons using these different elements.
灵魂的这个品质得到了讨论，它是火不能烧，水不能潮的，是因为专门有用这些元素做成的武器。
Nowadays all the weapons are fire weapons.
现今所有的武器全都是火的武器。
Atom bombs and nuclear explosions, it's all based with using fire.
原子弹啊，这些核子的爆炸，全都是用火的武器。
But in the times of Kurukshetra, in the previous age, the Kshatriyas could release weapons using many different elements.
但先前在 Kurukshetra, 那些 Kshatriya 他们作战的时候，可以释放出各种不同元素造成的武器。
If somebody released a fire weapon, they would release a water weapon.
如果有人放出火的武器，那么其他人就可以放出水的武器。
If someone released a weapon of earth, they will release a weapon of wind to blow it away.
如果有人放出土的武器，另外的人就可以释放出风的武器，把它吹跑。
We don't know about all these weapons.
我们不了解所有这些武器。
But Arjuna, in the times of Arjuna, these weapons were common.
但在 Arjuna 的那个年代，这些武器都是非常的普遍的。
So Krishna is saying that no matter what kind of weapon you've got, you can't do anything...to harm the soul.
所以 Krishna 说，无论你有什么样的武器，但你却不能够伤害灵魂。
This verse can also be used to counter Mayavadi philosophy.
这个世界也可以用来反驳 Mayavadi 哲学。
Prabhupada explains how the Mayavadis, they cannot explain how the soul fell into ignorance.
帕帕解释说，玛雅瓦蒂他们不能够讲清楚灵魂是如何陷入这些玛雅之中的。
Now, can they explain how the supreme soul became many individual souls?
他们还认为至尊灵魂可以被切割成许多个体灵魂。
Krishna continues this in the next few verses. He's repeating the same point to establish very clearly that the soul is eternal.
在下面几个世界之中 ，Krishna 反反复复地讲到这个灵魂的本性，也就是灵魂是永恒的。
You can read text 24.
第二十四节，个体灵魂不可摧折，不能溶解，烧不毁，烤不干，灵魂永存，遍存万有，不变不动，永恒如一。
Yeah.This verse is describing that souls are everywhere.
这个世界讲的是灵魂遍存万有。
Prabhupada uses this to support that there's life also on other planets.
哈帕用这个来表明在其他的星球上也有生命。
He gives the example, just like if you have opium, if you try to eat opium, you'll die.
他举个例子说，如果你有大烟，你去吃大烟的话，你会死的。
But there are living entities which are living within opium.
可是在大烟之中呢，却有活着的生物体。
There are small types of insects. They live there in the opium.
有很小的那些昆虫，它们就活在大烟里。
But if we eat it, we die.
可是如果我们吃的话，我们就会死。
So not all the living entities are the same.
因此，不是所有的生物体都是一样的。
We have bodies which are made up of mainly earth and water.
我们的这个躯体主要是由水和土构成的。
But there are living entities with fire bodies.
但也有具有火躯体的那种生物。
And there are living entities with ether bodies.
还有具有以太躯体的生物。
People think that if you heat something, make it very hot, then everything will be killed. All the germs will be killed.
人们认为，如果你给一个东西加热的话，那么所有的细菌都会被杀死了。
But they have found now that when you go, even you heat something, they did an experiment, they heated stuff up to 620 degrees Fahrenheit.
可是他们已经做过的试验是说把一个东西一直加热到华氏620度。
They found there were still living entities there.
他们发现这里边还会有生物。
They used to think that you just have to heat something up and you kill everything.
人们以前呢惯常认为如果你给一个东西加热就会把所有的东西都杀死
But now the science has changed. Now they know that there are living entities also. When you heat stuff living in fire, there is also life.
现在科学他们改变了，所以发现如果你即便加热一个东西，即便是在火中也会有活着的生物体的。
In the same way on the sun planet, there's also life. There's also living entities.
同样道理，在太阳上也有生物，也有活着的生物体。
Because the soul cannot be burned.
因为灵魂是不能够被烧的。
We can't say, oh, nobody can live there. The soul can live there.
我们不能说没有人能够活在那里，因为灵魂可以活在那里。
The soul is not going to be affected by fire.
灵魂不会受到火的影响。
And there are living entities with fire bodies.
而且还有具有火一样躯体的生物体。
So this is, in this way, Krishna is explaining more about the nature of the soul.
这样 Krishna 就更多地解释了灵魂的本性。
Or Prabhupada explains also about the yogis. How yogis, the yogis, they have the power that they can take a bath in one place, and a few moments later they'll take bath in another place hundreds of miles away.
在这里帕帕还解释了 Yogi 就是瑜伽师那些瑜伽师可以在此时此刻在一个地方沐浴然后片刻之后便可以在几百英里远的另外的一个地方沐浴
Within a period of an hour or less they will take bath in four holy places and all hundreds of miles apart from each other
在不到一个小时的时间之内他们就可以在四个不同的地方各自相距好几百英里的那种圣地沐浴
They will simply go in the Ganga at one pointAnd they'll come out, they'll put their head above the water, and they'll be in another place, over in Dwarka.
那么他们可以在一刻的时候在恒河之中沐浴。当他们把头从水里抬起来的时候，便立刻又出现在 Dwarka 了。
And then they'll take another dip, and they'll go under, and they'll come up at Jagannath Puri.
他们接着再沉浸下去，然后等他们再抬起头来的时候，就会显现在 Jagannath Puri.
Because they have yoga powers, they can do this. They know how to move their soul.
因为他们有瑜伽力量，他们知道如何做到这一点，如何转移他们的灵魂。
Oh, our devotees could save a lot of money if we knew how to do these things. You wouldn't have to buy airplane tickets.
如果我们奉献者要是能够知道怎么做的话，就可以省很多钱了。这样我们就用不着买飞机票了。
Yeah, you don't have to waste so much time and energy traveling.
就用不着花费这么多的时间和金钱来旅行了。
Just use our yoga powers.
只要运用我们的瑜伽力量就行了。
So this is the nature of the soul that it can move very fast.
这就是灵魂的本性，它可以迅速的移动。
But we have accepted this material body, and this is restricting our movement.
可是我们却接受了这副物质躯体，而这个躯体却限制了我们的活动。
And the whole idea, the whole process of yoga is to detach oneself from this material body.
瑜伽的整个的目的就是在于让我们超脱这个物质躯体。
Next verse, 25.
第二十五诗节，灵魂目不能见，不可思议，永恒不变。了解了这些，你就不再该为躯体，你就不应该为躯体而悲伤。
So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is making some important points here.
在要旨之中，Srila Prabhupada提到了重要的几个要点。
He is explaining how we can understand the presence of the soul.
他解释说，我们如何能够了解到灵魂的存在。
First, he says that there are many things which we cannot see, which we have to accept by authority.
有很多东西都是我们目不能见的，但我们却要通过权威来接受。
Can anybody think of any examples?
有人能想出任何例子吗？
Can think of some things which we don't see, we can't see them, but we know that it's there.
能不能举出一个例子，说我们虽然看不见，可是我们知道就是有呢？就这个东西就存在。
智慧。
Intelligence. Yeah. Okay.
嗯。
爱。That's a relative thing.
这是一个相对的事情。
It might, you know, you might think of it as I, but somebody else may not think of it as I.
你可能认为那是爱，别人可能就不一定认为那是爱了。
空气、氧气。
空气、氧气。
电流。
Electricity.
Oh, yeah, 电。Yes, 很好。电。That's a good one. 电。
电很好的一个。我们经常要向那些思想不是这么开明的人，给他们呈现灵魂的这个知识。
In the purport, Prabhupada explains we should accept the existence of the soul on the basis of authority.
在要旨之中，啪啪就提到呢，我们应该基于权威接受灵魂的存在。
Of course, the example that you want to know who is your mother, who is your father, you have to ask the mother.
那么这个例子就是说，如果你想知道你的父亲是谁，你就要必须问你的母亲。
In the same way, if we want to understand our father, we can get this knowledge from the Vedas.
同样道理，如果我们想知道我们父亲的这个知识的话，我们可以从伟达经中得到。
Now, after explaining about this, and the, Lord Krishna has finished his description here up to this verse. Krishna is finishing his description of the soul.On the basis of scripture.
到这个时间为止 ，Krishna 就结束了他基于经典的对灵魂的描述。
Not everyone will accept scripture.
不是说每个人都会接受经典的。
So we have to be able to present the information to support the soul without depending on simply saying Bhagavad Gita says or Krishna says.
所以我们应该有能力向别人呈现这个灵魂存在的这样一件事情，并不是说总是要非得告诉人家博家放歌说 Krishna 说。
So how will you do that?
那么你怎么做呢？
就是直接从哪里来的？不一定所有的人接受这样。Prabhupada 用什么例子解释灵魂？
他经常用车的。那个和司机
的例子，就像这个躯体，就像那个车，灵魂就像里面的那个司机。如果没有那个司机的话，这个车子是不会动的。嗯， 很好， 这 一个，也有别的呢，想出来。
所有的一切东西的建筑吧，都必须后面有一个设计师。
嗯。But we're talking about the individual person.
可我们谈的是个体的人。
就是我的手和我。
继续，再说，多一点。
就
流动我的手，这个我指的是灵魂。
嗯，嗯，Prabhupada说，我的手，我的头，我的身体，
嗯，
你在哪里？我的，我是谁？说我跟我的身体不一样。嗯。Yeah, the scientists, they cannot understand where the energy in the heart is coming from.
科学家们不能够明白这个身体里边的这个能量是来自于哪儿。
来自于灵。他们在做手术的时候，又那个跟一个还没死人做了手术，他会觉得很疼。如果那个离开躯体的世界的话，他没有这个疼的那个感觉。
Mm-hmm. Is that supposed to prove the song?
这是为了证明灵魂存在的吗？
也可以证明灵魂存在。
Some scientists, they also do research on people who remember their previous lives.
我们还有一些科学家，他们就对于那些记得自己前世的人做过试验。
There have been a lot of studies on this. They've found many different people who have memories, strong memories from their previous life.
他们做了很多这方面的研究，他们发现有一些人对于他们自己的前世有很深刻的、很强烈的记忆。
Especially young children.
特别是小孩。
Remember some previous life, their previous life. They talk about their husband, their children.
他们发现有一些小孩，他们可以记得自己的前世，他们在谈论自己的丈夫、他们的孩子。
Some people also have had the, when they're very close to death.
还有一些人有濒死体验。
They have the experience of being out of their body.
他们有这种脱离自己躯体的体验。
And seeing everything which is taking place.
而且还在离开躯体的情况下看到所有发生的一切。
Sometimes it's during an operation, a surgical operation.
有的时候是在外科手术期间发生的。
The person is near to death, and somehow, when he recovers, he remembers that he can recall. He saw what the doctors were doing.
那些濒死的人，他们手术结束之后呢，他们后来可以回想起医生对他都做了些什么。
And he can remember all their words.
而且还能够记得他们说的所有的话。
Another person was a motor car racing driver in a crash.
另外有一次是有一个摩托车的赛车手在一次事故之中。
They were very close to death.
他们非常接近死亡了。
And they remembered everything being taken out of the wrecked car.
他们记得所有的一切如何被从这个wrecked car 从红车里边被拿走。
They had the impression that they were above the car, floating above in some kind of other body.
他们的这个体验就是说，他们在另外其他的一些躯体之中，在车上边漂浮。
These kind of things have been given a lot of scientific study, and there's more and more evidence.
这种类型的事情呢，已经得到越来越多的科学研究的证实。
We cannot actually give scientific proof to the existence of the soul.
但是人们却对于灵魂的存在提不出这种科学的证据来，因为不能够看，不能够衡量。
Sometimes people would try to measure the difference in weight between a live person and a person who dies.
有的时候人们试图来称一个活着的人还有他死了的时候的重量。
You're not going to find any difference in the weight.
可是你在重量上发现不了任何区别。
Prabhupada says all the chemicals in the living person are there in the dead body.
帕帕说所有的化学元素在一个活人身上的呢，它也同样的在一个死人的身上。
So how can we prove the soul?
所以我们如何能够证明灵魂呢？
Yeah. The best proof for a devotee, we can accept the authority of the scripture.
对于奉献者而言，我们都能够接受经典的权威。
But for other people, we cannot just always simply go on the basis of scripture.
但对于其他的人而言，我们不能仅仅的就以经典为基础跟他们讲话。
We have to be able to support the existence of the soul by other means.
我们应该找到其他的办法来支持灵魂的存在。
We heard from you. We have some different examples how we can do this.
我们从你们这里听到了一些例子，就是我们可以如何的做到这一点。
So we have to be aware of this when we're trying to preach to other people.
当我们跟其他人传教的时候呢，我们应该觉察到这一点。
You cannot always just simply say Bhagavad Gita says.
你不能仅仅总是说婆伽梵歌说。
You have to be able to use logic and examples.
必须要能够运用逻辑还有例子。
So Prabhupada has given us these many different examples.
帕帕就给我们举了一些不同的例子。
When Prabhupada went to the school, a school, he was teaching young children about the soul.
当帕帕去一个学校的时候，他就给那些小学，就是年轻的学生们讲什么是灵魂。
And he got the one young boy to come out. Then he asked him, "Where is your hand?"
他找一个小男孩到前面来，问他，你的手在哪儿
？Where is your leg?
你的腿在哪儿
？Where is your foot?
你的脚在哪儿
？And where are you?
你在哪
儿 ？And then the boy pointed to his heart.
然后那个孩子，那个男孩指着他的心脏。
Prabhupada said, "Yes, you are in the heart. You are the soul."
帕帕说，对，你是在心脏里，你是灵魂。
This way, simple experiment, he got the boy to discover his own self.
这样通过简单的试验，他就让这个男孩子找到了他自己。
The difference between the living body and the dead body.
在活着的躯体和死躯体之间的区别。
We say there's no consciousness.
我们说没有知觉。
But people will often argue that that consciousness is coming from chemicals.
可人们经常会辩驳说呢，这个知觉来自于化学物质。
Not everyone will say that this consciousness is from the soul.
不是每一个人都会说灵，就是这个知觉来自于灵魂。
I thought another example which might be appropriate is that story about the bird in the cage.
我想到的另外一个比较合适的例子就是说，一个笼子的这个负担。
No matter how many nice things you put in the cage to make the bird comfortable, if you don't give it food and water, the bird dies.
就在笼子里边有一只鸟，无论你给这只鸟多少的食物饮料。如果你给这笼子多什么样的服务，你却不给这个鸟食物和饮料的话，这个鸟就会死掉。
In the same way, we see that people, even though they may have everything materially, every material facility, they're not happy, they're not satisfied.
这就是为什么，尽管人们有所有的物质的便利条件了之后，他们还仍然不满足，仍然不快乐。
Because they're neglecting the most basic aspect of life, their spiritual nature.
因为他们忽略了他们生命中最基本的元素，那就是他们灵性的本性。
They try to do many things to make their body comfortable and to keep their mind active, but still they're not satisfied.
他们试图做很多的事情，使他们的躯体很活跃，使他们的这个心意也很清醒，可是仍然他们不能够满足。
Why Prabhupada says we have to accept things on the basis of authority.
这是为什么帕帕说我们应该基于权威接受一切。
People sometimes, of course, they're against authority.
当然了，有的时候人们反对权威。
But Prabhupada explains, how long can you go against authority?
但帕帕说，你能够反对权威反对多久呢
？You have to when the red light is red, you have to stop at the red light.
有红灯的时候，你不得不在红灯面前停下来。
You have to drive on that right on the particular side of the road which the law dictates.
而且呢，你还必须要按照法律的规定，在路的特定的一边驾驶。
Everywhere there's an authority, and we have to respect authority.
在所有的地方都有权威，我们必须要尊敬权威。
In the same way, we should accept the authority of the Vedas and understand that there is a soul.
同样道理，我们接受伟大经的权威，知道有一个灵魂。
So up to this point, Krishna has been explaining about the soul on the basis of scripture.
直到这一点为止呢 ，Krishna 一直是以经典为基础解释灵魂。
Now in the next verse, Krishna is going to go on to talk about other things.
现在从下一个世界开始 ，Krishna 就要谈点别的了。
He's going to talk about he's going to say, but what if there is no soul?
他要谈论一下，如果要是没有灵魂会怎么样
？You can see text 26. It begins with the words "atacha" means if, however.
那我们可以看到二十六世节的一开始是以 Atacha 开始的 Atacha 就是说如果然而、
So Krishna is going to explain first of all that what if there is no soul or if the soul is simply material and not eternal
Krishna 就要解释如果要是没有灵魂怎么办如果灵魂是物质的不是永恒的怎么办
this is kind of like the Buddhist philosophy.
这有点像佛教哲学。
It is, in Sanskrit, this is Bodhavada.
在梵文之中，我们管这个叫做 Bodhavada.
Vada means the teachings of Buddha.
Vada 的意思就是佛教徒他们的教导。
So the Buddhist idea is that life has come about from chemicals.
他们的想法是说生命来自于化学物质。
Of course, we have our book to counter that. Our book was Life Comes From Life.
当然我们有一本书来反驳这种只是由于不同化学物质的组合。
And even the scientists are also often supporting this.
即便是科学家们也经常支持这种论点。
Prabhupada's disciple, His Holiness,Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj was a scientist and he challenged these other scientists.
释迦牟尼佛的门徒圣座 Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj 他是一个科学家他就挑战了其他的科学家。
So he went to one scientific conference where the scientists were speaking about life from, making life from chemicals.
他去参加一个科学大会那里有一个科学家在发言讲的就是生命来自于化学物质。
So he asked them, he said, if I give you the chemicals, can you make life?
他就挑战他问他们说如果我把化学物质都给你们你们能制造生命吗
But they said, no, not yet.
他们说不能还不行
So Prabhupada said, yeah, you see, they're all cheaters, all bluffers.
Prabhupada 说看现在你们知道他们全都是骗子全都是糊弄人的
That was 30 years ago.
这是30年以前的事情
And still they cannot make any life.
可是他们目前都仍然不能制造出任何生命来。
Prabhupada says a chicken every day can make eggs.
帕帕说一只鸡每天它都能生蛋。
The chicken is a better scientist.
那么鸡是更好的科学家。
You can, they're growing rice in the fields. So much rice is growing.
而且呢还可以在田里边种稻子。
Can the scientists grow even one grain of rice?
而科学家能种出让能弄出一个稻子来吗种出一粒米吗
They cannot grow even one grain. They cannot make even one grain of rice in their laboratory.
他们在实验室里甚至不能够合成一粒米。
This Gnostic, this is an atheistic, in Sanskrit called Gnostic, atheistic philosophy.
用梵文来说这就叫做 Gnostic, 也就是说无神论者无神论的哲学。
And they say life has come from chemicals.
他们说生命来自于化学物质。
So Krishna is saying to Arjuna, even if there is no soul and life has come from chemicals, still you should.
Krishna 对 Arjuna 说，即便没有灵魂，或者你认为灵魂是物质的，仍然你应该去作战。
Because if we're only chemicals, why should you worry about killing some chemicals?
如果我们只是化学物质做的话，那你为什么要为化学物质而担心呢
？Yeah, there's so many other chemicals. Why you worry about killing one bag of chemicals?